Hello and welcome to The Unseen Cook, and we're back unseen in my kitchen. And what better way to make a return after a sabbatical than to make a dessert? Hello, and I am The Unseen Cook, and it's been a while since I was here last, hasn't it? One of the reasons for that is because we've been in a bit of an unprecedented time right now, haven't we? And ingredients haven't always been that easy to come by, and we haven't always been able to find the things we want or make the things we want. And there have been lots of other things that we've been able to do with internet instruction, exercise and making other things and learning and working from home. So I'd imagine that people might want a break from just listening to stuff on the internet when you might have been on it all day. So I thought I would take a break. And now I'm back, and what better way to come back than to make a dessert? Now, this dessert is my favourite dessert in the whole world, and it's a tiramisu. I've eaten it in restaurants all over, not in Italy yet, but it is an Italian dessert, and the one I'm going to make is a very, very traditional one, and it's very, very simple. So what we're going to do is we're going to pop through to the kitchen, and I'll show you how it's done. Now, what I'm going to do first is I'm going to boil the kettle. And while I do that, I'm going to grate some dark chocolate. Now, you need about an ounce, about 25 grams of dark chocolate. And you need to grate it. Kind of on a coarse-ish grater, but not. You want it to be such that it is grated. You can tell it's actually grated chocolate and not big shards of chocolate. Now, tiramisu is essentially an Italian cheesecake, and they come in all sorts of restaurants, and the truth is I've had tiramisu all over the place. I've had it made my own, and there are various different ways in which you can make tiramisu. You can make it like this, and this is traditional tiramisu, or you can make it with coffee liqueur, where you mix the coffee liqueur in with the coffee in the bowl and you dip the biscuits in that. Then you have to use eggs and sugar and mascarpone, and that kind of takes a lot more effort to do. So I tend to settle for traditional tiramisu. Right, so now while I'm waiting for the kettle to boil, I am going to put 2 tablespoons of coffee powder for general instant coffee into a shallow dish. You need a dish, not a jug, because we're going to be dipping biscuits in it. I've used 2 heaped tablespoonfuls, and the reason why is because I want to have quite strong coffee. And then to that I'm going to add 300 millilitres of boiling water, approximately. Just stir that so it dissolves. Right, now I'm just going to leave that coffee to cool, because you're going to dip biscuits in it, so if it's boiling hot, that's kind of going to ruin your day a bit. What I'm going to do now is I've got a bowl, and I'm going to put into this bowl 5 tablespoons of caster sugar. You can use caster sugar or you can use golden caster sugar. I'm using caster sugar. And then I'm going to put in a tub of mascarpone cheese. Now, mascarpone cheese is essentially a cream cheese. And a large pot of double cream. And then I'm going to add 75 millilitres of masala. Masala is like a dessert wine. And 75 millilitres is essentially 5 tablespoons. So I'm just going to do it like that. Right, now I'm going to use a food mixer and I'm going to mix all this together. If you have a stand mixer, you can put it in the stand mixer bowl and use a beater. But to be honest, I tend to do it with a food mixer. But I have a stand mixer, but this food mixer is the cheapest of the cheap. It cost me £8. And if you have a stand mixer, it's really not worth paying out a lot on a handheld. So I'm just going to whisk that all together. Thank you. now you've got it to a point where it's mixed to the consistency of, I'd say, thick double cream. Right, now what I've got here is a large bowl, a casserole dish. I've got the coffee in the small bowl and I've got a packet of sponge fingers. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to gradually dip these sponge fingers into the coffee. Now, it's still quite warm, but those biscuits are going to absorb. You don't want them to be soaked through. You want them to absorb some of the coffee, but not so that they're falling apart. And then what you want is enough biscuits to cover the bottom of the dish. Right, now that's the bottom layer done. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to spoon over about half the cream mixture. What you need is a bowl big enough to use most of the biscuits and all of the mixture. And then I'm going to take some of my grated chocolate and I'm going to sprinkle that over the top. And then I'm going to repeat the process with the biscuits and the coffee. So dip those in. That's the second layer of biscuits, and now I'm going to spoon the rest of the cream mixture over the top. Right, now that's more or less it. What I'm going to do is sprinkle the rest of the chocolate over the top. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the lid on that. I'm using a large casserole, and it has a large casserole lid. If you don't have a dish with a lid, you can just cover it with foil. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put it in the fridge, and then you leave it set in the fridge overnight or for a few hours, and then you can just eat it. And while I do that, we'll just have a quick recap.
To make tiramisu, in a small bowl, dissolve 2 tablespoons of instant coffee in 300 milliliters of boiling water and leave to cool. Meanwhile, grate 4 ounces of dark chocolate into a small bowl and set aside. In a large mixing bowl, mix together 250 grams of mascarpone cheese, 600 milliliters of double cream, 5 tablespoons of caster sugar, and 75 milliliters of marsala. Beat with a hand mixer until the mixture resembles thickly whipped double cream. Take 1 packet of sponge fingers and dip the biscuits individually into the warm coffee. Layer the bottom of the bowl with half of the biscuits and spoon over half the cream mixture. Then grate over half of the dark chocolate. Repeat with the second layer of biscuits and cream and followed by a layer of chocolate. Cover and place in the refrigerator for a few hours until it is set.
So that's tiramisu and seen.